Seoul's newly redesigned City Hall is going green. Up on its rooftop are just over 1,000 solar panels that produce electricity and heat the building's water. Kook Jong-yen heads City Hall's energy division. He says the panels provide 28% of the building's total energy needs, but he hopes they have a greater symbolic impact.
We want to encourage the private sector to invest in renewable energy too. We can show them how the solar panels work here in City Hall in hopes they will follow our lead.
South Korea has limited natural resources. The World Bank estimates that 82% of Korea's total energy consumption comes from foreign imports, mostly coal and petroleum. Park Ji-young, an energy analyst at the Asan Institute for Policy Studies in Seoul, says developing green technologies is one way to lessen that dependency.
Renewable energy source is inevitable for Korea to maintain its sustainable development as well as the quality of life to the public.
Park says green energy projects like those at Seoul City Hall should be encouraged, but those alone cannot satisfy all of the country's needs. Nuclear power plants produce about one-third of South Korea's electricity. There are currently 23 facilities, and over the next decade, the government plans to build 9 more. The reactors remain a key part of South Korea's roadmap for energy security. Kim Jong-kyung is president of the Korea Nuclear Society. Despite heightened concerns over nuclear power following Japan's Fukushima disaster, Kim says nuclear reactors are in fact a green technology.
CO2 배출량이 이 뉴클리어는 기준을 보통 CO2 배출량은
The CO2 output of nuclear power is only 10 grams per kilowatt hour. Emissions from liquid natural gas, for example, are 55 times higher. That is why nuclear energy is green energy. Of course, there are safety concerns, but as long as those are resolved, nuclear is the cleanest.
수십 배에서 100배 정도 이렇게 차이가 나기 때문에 이건 당연히 그린 테크놀로지라고 볼 수가 있죠.
Safety concerns also have risen at some of South Korea's nuclear plants. In the past year, 3 reactors have been taken offline after faked safety certificates were discovered, and some government officials have been fired or jailed for accepting bribes from parts suppliers. Back at Seoul City Hall, Energy Supervisor Kook Jong-yen says these safety and corruption scandals just make solar panels and other green technologies more attractive.
화석 연료의 고갈을 앞두고
This technology is developing very fast, and we have government support. So I think in the future, these types of renewable energies will replace nuclear and other non-renewable sources.
And Kook adds, when that happens, South Korea will be truly energy independent. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.